Asia has grown to become an important region to U.S. agriculture from a trade and economic standpoint. Several Asian nations have become important customers for American commodities, produce, and processed items. But perhaps the most important of these customer nations, from a demand, stability, and economic standpoint to the U.S., is the island nation of Taiwan.
Taiwan's own agricultural economy is quite small. It's a mountainous island. They are absolutely dependent on imports to meet their demand for all manner of food, feed, and fiber.
Scott Sindelar is a Foreign Agricultural Affairs Officer for USDA's Foreign Agricultural Service. He recently completed a 3-year tour of duty in Taiwan, and he says that nation imports almost $3 billion in food and agricultural products from the U.S. every year.
Taiwan's population of 23 million people is concentrated in a very small area, and if you take that level of exports from the United States and compare it to the number of people, Taiwan on a per capita basis is the second largest foreign consumer of U.S. food products in the world.
Now combine Taiwan's consumer loyalty to U.S. goods with a growing middle class, and it's easy to explain why there is demand for our products, such as beef.
We've been very successful in Taiwan recently with U.S. beef. Taiwan was the first major market in Asia to reopen to U.S. beef after our BSE incident, and Taiwan consumers have responded enthusiastically to that opening and imported record amounts of U.S. beef over the last year and a half. There are products, commodities that are in favor in Taiwan, a number of our fresh fruits and vegetables, wine, and a number of processed food products.
But Sindelar says the relationship is not just one based on dependence by one nation or the other.
I would say that we have very good relationships with Taiwan authorities on policy issues, and we have excellent relations with Taiwan companies that are involved with U.S. businesses exporting our agricultural and food products.
And that strong relationship is needed to handle those trade bumps that do exist between both nations.
Taiwan has certain trade import requirements that restrict the market unnecessarily, and so my office works closely with Taiwan officials to make sure that we can limit those restrictions, reduce them where possible, and make sure that Taiwan is adhering to international norms for technical regulations.
In addition, the U.S. faces another challenge in its trade relationship. 5 years after Taiwan entered the World Trade Organization, nations such as Australia, New Zealand, and Brazil are shipping goods into Taiwan that at one time were exclusively purchased from U.S. suppliers. But Sindelar adds,
because of the strength of our relationship and for historical reasons, they always turn to the United States first, really, for someone to supply those needs and to meet that demand.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.